Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bottom. Lob City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life. Hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field. That ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer. At the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness. An absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush with a big hole. Hurtling it up. Bender, and there he goes. And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins.
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is not the Southernmost Sports Wrap, but it is the Southernmost NFL pregame show. Same host, different time. It's a little bit different show. We're talking about just football today. And just running through my list here, just going through last week's scores. How about last Thursday? We had the Rams and the Cardinals. Cardinals undefeated at the time. They're now 4-1 because the Rams won 17-3. Franchise high 9 sacks. And they improved to 3-2. Sunday game, they had Steelers. Steelers went on a last second field goal, 16-14. Colts at home against the Packers. Packers up really big, and the Colts come back and win 30-27. Browns at Giants. Browns actually had a 14-0 lead. The Giants scored every quarter, including 20 in the second. It went 41-27. The undefeated Falcons are still undefeated after they beat the Redskins in Washington, 24-17. Dolphins finally get a win. They're 2-3 now, 17-13 win at Cincinnati. Good win for them. Ravens at Chiefs. Could have gone either way, honestly. Ravens win 9-6. Seahawks at Panthers. It's just really underlines Cam Newton's season and the Panthers. They lose at home against the Seahawks, 15-12. Bears destroy the Jaguars, 28 in the fourth quarter, 38 in the second half, actually. So it's actually a pretty close game. Honestly, it was, what was it, 3-3 at halftime? But they went 41-3. So the Bears win at Jacksonville. Broncos at Patriots, sort of a close game, but you know, Patriots and Tom Brady are usually pull this one out. So they won 31-21 at home against the Broncos. Bills 49ers was pretty lopsided all throughout the game. 45-3, 49ers. Titans of Vikings, no contest. Vikings win easily 30-7. Chargers at Saints, Drew Brees finally gets his win. 31-24 at home. And last but not least, the undefeated Texans at the Jets. Close game, sort of. I mean, Texans definitely play better, and they won. Texans win 23-7. And let's just look at last week. And last week's fantasy performers. Looking at quarterbacks. Top five quarterback performance last week, Andrew Luck, 70 points last week for our league, 362 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 1 rushing touchdown. He Drew Brees, number 2, was rounded up to 70 as well. He had 370 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Peyton Manning, 65 points, 337 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 9 rushing yards. Alex Smith rounded up to 60 points. He had 303 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 carries for 49 yards. And last but not least, Matt Ryan with 59 points, 345 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. And looking at your running backs, your top performer was Ahmad Bradshaw, who had 200 yards in the day, 30 carries, one touchdown, and 30 receiving yards. Number two, you got Arian Foster, 152 yards on the ground, one touchdown, 16 receiving yards. Ahmad Bradshaw had 54 points, Foster 48. Stephen Ridley for the New England Patriots with 42 points. He had 151 on the ground, one touchdown. Jamal Charles, he's been silently maybe one of the best backs in the league. I mean, if he has the weeks he's been having for a couple more weeks, he might be the top back. He's just before I got injured, but I've never seen a guy make this much comeback. Last week, he had 140 yards on the ground against the Ravens. He had over 100 yards on that first half. I mean, against the Ravens, it's incredible. Finished the day with 39 points. And number five, you had Trent Richardson with 32 points, 81 rushing yards, one touchdown, and 47 receiving yards. And lastly, we have the wide receivers for the day. Unbelievable. Had 51 points last week, 212 receiving yards, one touchdown, obviously helping Andrew Luck in that miraculous comeback versus the Packers. Marquise Colston for the Sunday night game for the Saints had 45 points, 131 in the air, three touchdowns. Brandon Marshall, 38 points, 12 receptions, 144 yards, one touchdown. Percy Harvin had 8 rushes with one touchdown, and they had 108 receiving with one touchdown. And Wes Welker had 35 points, 13 receptions, 104 yards, one TD, and 5 return yards. So those are your fantasy update for this week. Excuse me, this week. Oh, I'm sorry, last week. Hey, I'm just getting ahead of myself here. It could be for next week, but I doubt it. So now moving into this week, we have a whole new slate of games. And I have my predictions for when I'm going to predictions. But let's get into it. I had the first prediction already wrong. I had a feeling with Tennessee, you know, being at home. I definitely didn't write them off, but it was just one of those games. How do you pick Tennessee physically? I had Pittsburgh winning on the Thursday night game. Tennessee did win. It was, I mean, the Steelers, it was right there for them. Missed a 54-yard field goal at the end of the game, which kept it tied and gave Hasselbeck a short field to kick their old field goal, which is exactly what they did. Squeeze them, missed the 54-yarder by about 1 yard, honestly. And Titans do win that game, 26-23. Here's the rest of your games. We got the Colts at the Jets. I picked the Colts to win this one, honestly. It could be either way. A lot of these games could be either way, but I have to pick somebody. I'm picking the Colts. They're the better team right now. It's in New York, which is why it's a toss-up. But both teams are not above 500. So we have the Cowboys and the Ravens. I pick, you know, I readily picked that, and I have these are the opposites. I have to sit here and choose my list. I have the Ravens winning this one. Chiefs and Buccaneers, tough game, honestly. I better pick the Buccaneers because they're at home. Bengals at Browns. I have the Browns winning the first game of the year at home today. Lions and Eagles. I have the Eagles winning. Raiders at Falcons. I do have the Falcons winning, of course. Rams at Dolphins. I mean, Dolphins are playing really good lately. Go back to the 3 losses, 2 by a field goal in overtime, which they actually could have won those games easily. And the other one at Houston. So I'm telling you, man, the Dolphins, I know they're my team, but I think they're a good team. If they keep playing the way they're playing and start winning these close games, they're going to probably be in the playoffs. That's me now, but you're going to be sick later. So I have the Dolphins winning that game. They are at home. Down with the Cardinals, I have the Cardinals winning. Patriots at Seahawks, I have the Patriots. The Giants and Niners, this can't go either way. It's a blowout or a really close Giants victory. But I had the Niners winning. It's just one of those games. How do you pick New York? I have the Vikings winning this game, RG3 or not. Packers at Texans. I have the Texans winning. And Broncos at Chargers. This game is now dead even on the spreads. I don't know who to pick. I'm curious. If it's a close game, go with the home team. The Chargers win this game, but I am not at all surprised if the Broncos win. But this is certainly the game of the week. That should be a really, really good one. Now I'm just going to Yahoo and pick in, seeing what the predictions are this week. I don't have my own predictions. But I did the next best thing and got the fantasy predictions. Let's start with the wide receivers. Point-wise, Percy Harvin is projected 21 points. Calvin Johnson, 19 points. Darius Reyna for the Tennessee Titans already got 17 points, so I'll skip him. Victor Cruz, 16.89 points. Larry Fitzgerald, 16.5 points. And A.J. Green is projected 16 points. Now, I know it's honestly every single week you have breakout performers. I like Larry Fitzgerald against Buffalo. Sounds like a good matchup. A.J. Green should do good against Cleveland. And Wes Walker at Seattle, I like that matchup. He's questionable, but they need him. And I like them. I like that against the Seahawks. I think the Patriots are going to win big. Points don't really matter, or projections. I'm just going to go through the top five here. They actually have, RG3 is in the top five here. And, I mean, he's going to play. But Aaron Rodgers, number one, at Houston. Michael Vick at home against Detroit. RG3 at home against Minnesota. Matt Ryan at home against Oakland. And at number five, Stafford at Philadelphia. And at running backs, we have... At number one, Arian Foster at home against Green Bay. LeSean McCoy at home against Detroit. Trent Richardson at home against Cincinnati. Ray Rice home against Dallas. And Reggie Bush home against St. Louis. Those are your fantasy predictions. With that, let me quickly get into my power rankings for this week. Some things really don't change too much. I mean, the Browns are learning, but they're the only team without a win. They're 0-5. I have a number 32. Number 31, the Jacksonville Jaguars. At number 30, the Chiefs at Raiders. At number 29, at number 28, the Titans. 27, the Bills. 26, the Panthers. At 25, the Jets. 24, the Saints. At 23, the Buccaneers. At 22, the Indianapolis Colts. 21, the Redskins. At 20, the Lions. Even at all the way up to 19, you have the Dolphins. See, I'm not the only one. Number 17, the Broncos. Number 16, the Seahawks. At number 15, the Bengals. 14, the Chargers. 13, the Cowboys. Number 12, the Packers. Number 11, the Eagles. Number 10, the Steelers. At number 9, the Cardinals. At number 8, the Vikings. Number 7, the Giants. At number 6, the Bears. And the top 5 are the Patriots. Number 5, Ravens. At number 4, the 49ers. Number 3, the Falcons are undefeated. They're number 2. And yes, at number 1, still the Texans. And they're looking good. So, no two undefeated teams in the season. We'll see how that goes. Both are pretty impressive teams, so we'll see how long that lasts. And the last thing I wanted to get into today is your injury report. I'm just going to go through players that are doubtful. You have Todd Heat, or sorry, with the Cardinals. And I always pick it off ESPN power rankings, but I don't like their website. So I'm going to go to NFL.com. Much cleaner. All right. Moving past Pittsburgh, Tennessee. You already started to load players. That's your problem. Let's start with the Oakland and Falcons. Oakland, that's the Raiders Falcons game. Tight end Richard Gordon is going to be out. Yeah, nobody else. Everybody else is out or questionable. Defense. Atlanta, Michael Palmer is going to be out. Antoine Smith is going to be out as well. I'm really targeting for fantasy projections here, so if I don't see anybody huge, it's not even worth it. I mean, honestly, when I look at these injury reports, it's about 10 or 12 people. I'm going to list everybody. For the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, Matt Castle is out. He will not play. Brady Quinn will get the start. Peyton Hillis will not play as well. Devon Wiley, wide receiver, hamstring, he is out. Wide receiver John Baldwin is questionable in the hamstring, but he did practice fully. For Tampa Bay, no fantasy injuries here. For Indianapolis, Pat Anger out. Donald Brown, running back, is out. Dwight Freeney is probable. Robert Mathis is he's out. And running back Willie Moore is full participation in practice, so he is probable. And I always get to the Jets, and I just see a huge, huge page. All right. A lot of probables, but John Connor, running back, he is doubtful. Kendrick Ellis, he's a defensive tackle, he's doubtful. Anyways, Edmund Gates, wide receiver, he's doubtful. Darrell Revis, obviously, he's out. Eric Smith, safety. It's a lot of defense, honestly. Everybody else is probable, so I don't know, Jets, you're just banged up. Bengals and Browns, quarterback Jason Allen is questionable. A.J. Green, probable. For the Browns, Travis Benjamin is doubtful with a hamstring injury. You have Mohamed Mosakoi is out. Jordan Norwood is out. Everybody else's defense. Lions and Eagles. A few injuries here. Nothing big. Titus Young is limited to practice with a knee injury, but he says he's probable to play. Brandon Pettigrew as well, but they're both projected to play today. For the Eagles, you have everybody's probable, no out or doubtful injuries. For the Rams and Dolphins game, for St. Louis, Danny Amendola is out. Should not play Danny Amendola. Sam Bradford is probable. For the Dolphins, Kevin Burnett, linebacker, is questionable. Daniel Thomas is going to be out today. So follow Rich Bush and Lamar Miller. Cowboys at Ravens. Look at the Cowboys. For fantasy people, nothing on fantasy for this whole game. Actually, everybody's fine. Buffalo and Arizona. Nobody important for Buffalo, Arizona. Everything looks fine. I mean, there's a lot of defense, offensive linemen. For the Patriots, got a long list here. A lot of questionables on this list. Wow. Start with Julian Edelman is going to be questionable. Rob Gronkowski is questionable. Aaron Hernandez is questionable. Wes Walker is questionable. I figure all these guys are going to play, but they're always banged up. But, I mean, if you haven't started them, to be honest, I mean, they're going to play. So if you have a good backup didn't start, but if not, don't worry about it. Just start them. They're going to probably get some play, points. They always play banged up. For Seattle, the only news I see here is Marshawn Lynch, but he's full participation in practice, so he's going to play. Giants at 49ers. Hakeem Nicks still questionable in this game. Kenny Phillips is going to be out. Montrell Roll is probable. Corey Webster is questionable. For San Francisco, Brandon Jacobs is questionable. Alex Smith, right finger. He's full participation in practice, so he is probable. Minnesota and Washington. For Minnesota, no big injuries. Joe Simpson actually is questionable. For Washington, Robert Griffin is questionable, but he full participated in practice, so he'll be out there for sure. Who'd you play him? I don't know, man. But it depends, honestly, who you have backing up. If you don't have anybody, I don't know. I mean, he's going to get you some points. Also, Pierre Garçon is questionable for that game as well. D'Angelo Hall, quarterback, is probable. Packers at Texans for Green Bay. JaMychal Finley is questionable. Greg Jennings is going to be out again. B.J. Raji is questionable. For Houston, Arian Foster, Justin Forsett, both probable to play. And everybody else is probable. Obviously, Brian Cushing will miss the rest of the season after being injured last week. And last game is the Broncos and Chargers. Everybody for the Broncos is probable. I guess the Chargers really don't have anybody yet. So nobody listed as anything except the Chargers. So that's your injury report. And honestly, with that, that's all I have to talk about for you guys today. Good luck to all your teams out there. And make sure to join me next Thursday. I actually have a special guest on. He's Ken Siegel's roommate in college for Florida. He played all 4 years of Florida. We'll happen to have him on the show. And with that, good luck to all your teams out there. And I'll see you guys Thursday night at 11 for the Sun Devil Sports Prep. And next Sunday at 11 a.m. for the Sun Devil NFL pregame show. Have a good day, everybody. Thanks.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bomb. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around, tears from their eyes, knees on the ground, money in the sky. Take a look around, ain't shit nice, praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer, at the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness, an absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling at a fender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.